Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here at the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $411 per thousand board feet. That's where the November lumber contract settled on Monday. It was the lowest price since June 2020. Lumber prices have fallen 75% off a May 2021 peak of $1,670. Greg Kuda, CEO of lumber broker Westline Capital Strategies, says the drop comes down to a 1-2 punch in the form of demand destruction and higher interest rates. Home prices in July decelerated at the fastest pace on record, according to S&P CoreLogic. Although the housing market may look bleak, there have been some bright data points recently. New home construction picked up in August, particularly in apartment buildings. Starts for housing projects with 5 units or more soared 28.6% to a rate of 621,000 units annually. That's the highest pace since April of 1986. Those multifamily units might not drive lumber prices higher, though. According to Kuda, multifamily homes don't require nearly as much framing lumber as single-family homes. The next number up is $400 billion. That's how much President Joe Biden's plan to cancel student debt would cost, the Congressional Budget Office estimated on Monday. Then on Tuesday, an Indiana public interest lawyer filed a lawsuit against the Education Department to block that plan. The lawsuit argues that in canceling the debt, the administration was using powers reserved for Congress. Biden proposed to cancel up to $10,000 in student debt for those earning under $125,000 a year, and up to $20,000 in student debt for borrowers who received Pell Grants. Through the program, 43 million borrowers could see some or all of their debt erased. In response to the lawsuit, a White House spokesman told Barron's in an email, "The claim is baseless for a simple reason. No one will be forced to get debt relief." Our last number is $333 million. That's how much electric motorcycle company LiveWire raised from going public through a SPAC on Tuesday. LiveWire was spun out of Harley-Davidson. Harley sold over 95,000 Harley and LiveWire bikes in the first half of 2022. That's down from 109,000 sold in the same period of 2021. LiveWire projected $56 million in 2022 sales back when the merger was announced on December 13th. Also on Tuesday, LiveWire opened up reservations for the S2 Del Mar, an electric motorbike that retails for $17,000. Harley still owns 74% of LiveWire stock, worth $1.8 billion, or 32% of Harley's total market capitalization of $5.5 billion. The new stock, ticker LVWR, ended its first day of trading down 12%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for September 28th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.